Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day in the presence of Jehovah God. Well, thank God for another time like this. We bless His name for making it possible for us to see a new day. Today is the 14th day of the month of October, year 2021. I want to really appreciate the King of Kings for sparing our lives, protecting us, and guiding us. Father, we thank you so much for what you have done. Be exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Deliverance Prayer Meeting. I will bless God for how God has been using this program to do a lot of things in the life of people. And I know that God is going to use it also to manifest His power in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak into the life of people who are connected to this program today, that in the name of Jesus, from this moment, the garment of celebration shall be put upon your life, and the garment of sorrow shall be roasted to pieces in Jesus' name. From today, you will not be rejected. From today, you shall be accepted. I pray that God of miracle will convert everything you have passed through in life, we convert it to miracle today in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I pray for you that you will be celebrated. You will receive favor from the Lord. You will never remain the same in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, there are prayers we are going to pray. Like I told you yesterday when I was trying to do a rounding off of the lecture we started for about a few days ago now, on breaking the circle of evil pattern. I was able to tell you yesterday that everybody came to this world with a pattern. We all arrive into this world with a pattern. We all came to this world with a pattern. And that pattern has been designed for us and designed by God for our lives. That pattern has been made ready from heaven. But by the time we came into this world, a lot of things affected the pattern. Your foundation at the same time can also affect your pattern, because the pattern given to you by God is a pattern of good and to show you expected end. But when you get to the world, you see a lot of things in our lives, causes in our foundation, even covenant in our foundation, all contending with the pattern that have been given to us. But we thank God because Jesus Christ came so that He can destroy the work of the devil. Jesus Christ came so that He can give us abundant life. Through the name of Jesus Christ, we can pray a repattern of our pattern. Through the name of Jesus Christ, we can pray a recreative prayer, and our pattern originally will be formed back to shape. And that is what we are going to do today and tomorrow. I just want you to take note of all the prayers we are going to pray, and you may take your time to pray all this prayer on your own. And they are going to help you sincerely. They are going to work in your life, and they are going to make you a brown-knit fellow in the name of Jesus Christ. So I want you to wear the garment of a warrior. The Bible says, right from the time of John the Baptist, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violent men, violent women take it by force. So we need violence to get things recovered. We need spiritual violence to get things back to normal. We need violence to bring our ego out of the cage of darkness. We need what we call holy violence. When we are talking about violence, we are talking about something with great power, something with forceful activity, something with great demanding force, something with intense or severe action, something with a great force. So when you are praying, you must pray with a great force. When you are praying, you must pray with fury. When you are praying, you must pray with power. Matthew 11 verse 12, make it clear. Give us the key to recover. Give us the key to get our original pattern. Say, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. Those who enter into spiritual madness, they take it by force. It means an explosion. You are coming in power. You are coming in force. To recover, you must come with power. To recover, you must pray with force. Your pattern must be brought back. The original pattern of your life must be recovered. And so I pray for you today that pattern of your life, that original design of your life, it's going to come back to the normal in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that have stolen your original pattern, or whatever the enemy has used to disfigure your pattern or to recreate you, today, as you direct force of prayers on that thing, oh, your original shall be recovered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Get angry in your spirit man as we enter into this forceful prayer. Get angry in your spirit man as we enter into this prayer of explosion. Get angry in your spirit man as we use all the strength of heaven to pray. I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. Listen to me very well. This is a prayer you must pray. Say, anything planted into my life by witchcraft power of my father's house, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life by witchcraft power of my father's house, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life by witchcraft power of my father's house, come out by fire. Come out by fire. Come out by fire. Come out by fire. Anything planted into my life by witchcraft power of my father's house, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the second prayer. Say, every evil altar in my environment affecting my original pattern, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in my environment affecting my original pattern, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in my environment affecting my original pattern, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer you need to pray very well. Say, anything buried in the graveyard to cage my destiny, be exhumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything buried in the graveyard to cage my destiny, be exhumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything buried in the graveyard to cage my destiny, be exhumed by fire, be exhumed by fire, be exhumed by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I release my destiny from the hand of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I release my destiny from the hand of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I release my destiny from the hand of household wickedness in the name of Jesus. I release my destiny from the hand of household wickedness in Jesus' name. Pray, say, I recover my glory from the hand of the Queen of Heaven in the name of Jesus. I recover my glory from the hand of the Queen of Heaven in the name of Jesus. I recover my glory from the hand of the Queen of Heaven in the name of Jesus. I recover my glory from the hand of the Queen of Heaven in Jesus' name. Pray, say, I recover my glory from the hand of the Queen of the Coast in the name of Jesus. I recover my glory from the hand of the Queen of the Coast in the name of Jesus. I recover my glory from the hand of the Queen of the Coast in the name of Jesus. I recover my glory from the hand of the Queen of the Coast in the name of Jesus. I recover my glory from the hand of the Queen of the Coast in Jesus' name. Pray, say, you foundational strong man monitoring my destiny in life, in the name of Jesus, you foundational strong man monitoring my destiny in life, in the name of Jesus, you foundational strong man monitoring my destiny in life, in Jesus' name, we say, any cause of I will not go far, break in the name of Jesus. Any cause of I will not go far, break in the name of Jesus Christ. Any cause of I will not go far, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, my original design caged by household wickedness, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My original design caged by household wickedness, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My original design
caged by household wickedness. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. In Jesus' name, we pray. Every evil pot containing my certificate, containing my glory, containing my virtue, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil pot containing my certificate, containing my glory, containing my virtue, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil pot containing my certificate, containing my glory, containing my virtue, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any agent of darkness that is oppressing me in the night, agent of darkness oppressing you when you are sleeping. Any agent of darkness that is oppressing me when I'm sleeping, in the name of Jesus, any agent of darkness that is oppressing me when I'm sleeping, die by fire. In the name of Jesus, any agent of darkness oppressing me when I'm sleeping, there. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I want you to get your bottle of oil ready. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I pray that the oil and the water in the hand of your children shall carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It shall become an instrument of power and deliverance. The finger of heaven shall be released into it. It shall be converted to an instrument of healing. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to drink it now, a little. And you pray this prayer. Say, occultic altar, race against me, be dismantled by fire. In the name of Jesus, occultic altar, race against me, be dismantled by fire. In the name of Jesus, occultic altar, race against me, be dismantled by fire. In the name of Jesus, occultic altar, race against me, be dismantled by fire. In the name of Jesus, occultic altar, race against me, be dismantled by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. While you place your hand on your head, say, every midnight enchantment against my life, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every midnight enchantment against my life, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every midnight enchantment against my life, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every midnight enchantment against my life, lose your power in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at it now. Now pray. Say, I take away the strength of the enchantment used against my life in the name of Jesus. I take away the strength of enchantment used against my life in the name of Jesus. I take away the strength of enchantment used against my life in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your chest very well. Say this one with power. Anything programmed into my body by household witches to alter my original pattern, get out by fire. Anything programmed to my body by household witches to alter my original pattern, get out by fire. Get out by fire. Get out by fire. Get out. Get out by fire. Anything programmed to my body to alter my original destiny. Hey, get out by fire. Anything programmed to my body by household witches to alter my original destiny. Get out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach now. And I lay your hand upon that stomach and say, evil plantation, come out by fire. Evil growth, disappear by fire. Can you say the two together? Evil plantation, come out by fire. Evil growth, disappear by fire. Evil plantation, come out by fire. Evil growth, disappear by fire. When you pray very well, fibroids shall disappear. Ulcers shall disappear. Every form of high blood pressure shall disappear. Anything that is making you to have pain in your stomach shall disappear. Evil plantation. I command it to be uprooted. Evil growth disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Say, Holy Ghost fire. Purge every sickness out of my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. Purge every sickness out of my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. Purge every sickness out of my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. Purge every sickness out of my life in Jesus' name we pray. Say, garment of sorrow, garment of backwardness, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of sorrow, garment of backwardness, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of sorrow, garment of backwardness, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire in Jesus. They say, any power that has altered my original destiny, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus, any power that has altered my original destiny, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus, any power that has altered my original destiny, wherever you are, in Jesus' name we pray. I speak into your life today that from this moment onward, every stage of your life that has been difficult for you shall become easy today in the name of Jesus Christ. The anointing of greatness shall come upon your life. The anointing of favor shall come upon your life. The anointing of enlargement shall come upon your life. The anointing of increase shall come upon your life. The anointing of multiplication shall come upon your life. The anointing of fruitfulness shall come upon your life. The anointing of sound health shall come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness hiding in any organ of your body shall disappear and go back to the sender. I command healing upon your destiny. I speak to your hand to prosper. I speak to your leg now to receive the touch of fire. No evil shall befall you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I speak unto all who are connected to us here, and you have been praying earnestly for the fruit of the womb. I speak into your life as a prophet of the Most High God. By this time next year, you have a twin in your hand, a twin baby in your hand, in the name of Jesus Christ. Write it down. It's going to be done like that. God is going to give you a boy and a girl, and you will be celebrated, and people will connect to your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I am praying for these people who have been looking for suitor, somebody to get settled with a marriage. The Holy Ghost will give you your own bones and your own flesh, and a miracle will happen within 3 months in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are praying, looking for money to start their business back, all those who are praying, looking for one or two things so that their business can be revived in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak life unto your business. Your business shall be revived in Jesus' name. Are you expecting a document from the government? Are you expecting a contract? Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. All obstacles are removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Are they sitting on your entitlement? I command those who are sitting on it now to be unseated from that place. Be unseated from that entitlement. I command them to all go in and sign that entitlement in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. May the mercy of God continue with you, and the glory of God overshadow your life. There will be testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to celebrate with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Under 24 hours, you will call us and share with us what God has done. I see a letter of promotion in the hand of somebody there, and I see another person here. I see a key. You are holding a key, and that's a key of breakthrough. God is going to bless you with more testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you in Jesus' name. In case you have testimony to share, or you have a revelation you want to share with us for us to pray about, just send information to our WhatsApp number only, 080-233-6928, 0802-336-9298. Fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.